Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name's Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I am your host as well as the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Exodus 5, Luke 8, Job 22, and 1 Corinthians 9. And we're going to take a quick pause of Moses' story, and we're going to think about something that actually relates to day 17's episode. Then I share briefly something that I want to explore a little more closely today, the understanding of Jesus' circles that he rolled with, right? The whole of his ministry, as is true for all of our ministries, consisted of a spectrum of relationships with people in different levels of intimacy with him. First, we have those who oppose Jesus, right? Or in our cases, oppose us. For Jesus, that was clearly the Pharisees, right? They're people that are enemies of the gospel, that reject and refuse the reality of who Jesus is. Then we have those a level closer that are maybe neutral regarding us. Maybe they're ones that we haven't met, that never heard of Jesus. In Jesus's case, they're ones that, you know, his message had yet to reach, or they just have not engaged much with the message at all. You know, it's just not really on their mind, not really in their thought process. Then we have a group that we see all over, you know, the New Testament, and we see a little bit of a look into them in Luke chapter 8. This group called the crowd, right? They're all over chapter 8, actually, and they're a group of people that have seen, they've heard, or are interested in seeing and hearing the message, and are intrigued enough to look deeper, look closer for more. They may have a sense of awe regarding the testimony or the way that you live. So these are those that 1 Peter would say we need to be ready always to give an answer to. Every man that asks you a reason of the hope that's in you. So why would they ask? Because they've seen it. They've seen something different in you. They've seen a hope in you. Or you've developed a reputation and they've heard, you know, a reputation in a good way. The crowd are the ones that Jesus is often referring to when he speaks of the harvest, right? The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. In the crowd, you will find people at several different stages on this spectrum, different stages of the soil that he references early on in this chapter. See day 40's episode for more on that parable, the parable of the sower. But one clear distinction between the crowd and the next group, a level of intimacy closer, is commitment. The tier in is this group who have been called. They have received the gospel and are committing to live life according to its truth as they determine to follow Jesus. They are commonly the 12, but even later in Luke, we see expanded to more than 70. These are the disciples. While the crowd is left to chew on parables like that of the sower, the disciples get a deeper understanding from Jesus himself. We see in this chapter, as we often do, Jesus even has an innermost circle. He takes his specially chosen three, Peter, James, and John, and he reveals the most intimate of things to them. It is my belief that Jesus knows that they will be central pillars in the community of faith after he ascends and wants to invest in them to a higher degree. This leads me to my first takeaway. It's a question of relational placement. Where are you on that spectrum? If you've been listening to this podcast, I'd venture to guess that you are not in opposition to Jesus, and maybe not even neutral, but at worst, you're an inquiring member of the crowd. I believe that this episode may be God lighting a bush of fire and calling you closer. Reach out to me if that's you. I'd love to walk with you in processing that. Maybe you are one of the disciples. Keep leaning in and asking questions of Jesus, learning and obeying, demonstrating that you are his brother and sister, as he states, those that hear and do the word of God are. Maybe you are a disciple and sense that God is calling you to another level closer and wanting you to experience ministry at a whole new level like Peter, James, and John did. Ministry that would have you invited into the most intimate of spaces. If you notice today, when going to heal Jairus' daughter, only a select few were allowed into the room to witness the healing. Oh, to be in that room. With a deeper level of intimacy comes a deeper level of commitment. Is that what you sense God is calling you to today? My final takeaway is this. There is a question of investment at work as we look at this spectrum of relationship. Jesus heals, he feeds, he cares for, he blesses all the people all over this relational spectrum. But his investment level is very different for each. He invests wisdom and time into those that are committed to invest time and seek wisdom. It's a very simple equation. James says, draw nearer to God, and he will draw nearer to you. The same should apply to us as we look to call people from the crowd and enter tighter relationship, even relationships of discipling. Evaluate their level of commitment and invest accordingly. Challenge ones as you feel led to step up and see who responds. Who knows? You may soon find your Peter, James, and John. Lord knows the future of the church is dependent upon the development of more and more Peters, Jameses, and Johns. Will God use you to call them up and send them out? Let's pray that he does. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you've given us all an opportunity to be blessed by your word. That as we read and invest time in your word, we are seeking you. We're seeking your face. We're seeking wisdom from on high. And I pray that you would continue to draw us closer, draw us tighter in relationship, make us disciples that look more and more like you. And Lord God, would you prepare us to be raising up the next generation of disciples and investing in them as we recognize a desire for more, a desire for greater investment, Lord God. We thank you that you lead us to it and you will lead us through it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. If you're somebody who wants to talk more about, you know, taking those next steps, hit me up at armon@unshacklednetwork.org. I love to walk you through that. Subscribe, rate, and share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.